welcome everyone to Christ Blessing on the first Sunday of June 2019. We are so glad to be joined together. And I have to tell you, I missed you all week. I thought about you and I thought about how great it is to be here and how wonderful it will be to be back with so many people I really, really love. So I'm just going to start taking some calls. Mary, you're on.
Hey, Glenda. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes. We hear you fine.
Okay. Well, I have been thinking about you so much this week and actually just feeling such immense gratitude and really benefiting from these blessings and from just your goodness and your grace to all of us in this community and the community as well. So thank you and God bless you. I do have two questions, and I also wanted to ask for a blessing for myself, but I feel that this blessing for myself, as all blessings do, would have such a ripple effect on the people that I love. And it is a request for the blessing of forgiveness and also the ability to accept forgiveness for myself. And then my question, I have two of them. The one is, I wondered if you could go into a little bit more detail of the quote from Yeshua in the Friday email that you sent out, the sunset email.
The what? The what I sent out?
The quote from Yeshua in the Friday email, right.
Okay.
And then the other question was, today is what they refer to in the Christian church as the Feast of the Ascension. And every time I read it, it is so powerfully beautiful to me because they talk about Jesus, one of his last actions before the apostles was they gathered in the upper room and Yeshua spoke with them and he prepared them. He said, I want you to prepare for the counselor, for the Holy Spirit, which would come in 7 days at the Feast of the Pentecost. And then his last action was that he offered the blessing. And that always just touches my heart because here we are still gathered in his offering of the blessing. But I don't know if I have come to a true understanding of the Holy Spirit. So those two things, I wondered if you could speak a little bit on the Holy Spirit and also what Yeshua was describing when he talked about perception, and I'm not sure that I understood that quotation.
Okay. Well, let me pull up that quote, and we will just be able to see.
Okay.
Mary?
Yes.
Okay, I am, let's see, I'm going to be looking up that quote. Can you give me the first two words of it and then I will remember it?
Do you know, I know that it was about our ability to perceive, and I think he was talking about innocent perception, and he was even saying when we perceive things, we do have the innate ability to recognize the darkness and the light inside of something. It almost sounded like the way a little bird is in tune with if he should eat something or not by the light. It would have a light. But he said, practice beholding. I just wasn't quite sure what he was, and I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I should have known the words.
I am. Well, I'm in the process of bringing it up right now, and
okay.
Then we'll see.
Okay.
I'm going to bring up a preview of it, and you know, I move on after, and I have done so many quotes. Let's see. okay, life is love in action. Well, it is. And that works very well with what I want to talk about today, because I want to dedicate this call to love. Okay. It brings light into areas of positive potential and dimness or even darkness to areas of negative potential. Anyone can recultivate this sense with practice and patience. Start with strongly contrasting plus and minus stimulus so that you can see the difference. Then work toward the mid-zones. As you gain confidence, start putting it together in a full spectrum of greater perceptual ability. Give yourself time and have patience with yourself. Realize it may not blossom overnight, but the ability is there. It's both natural and normal. Well, okay. Have you ever walked into the produce section of a grocery store and something just lit up to your eyes? That's what he's talking about. Okay. Have you ever passed by some people in the mall, and I'm not passing judgment on them. Maybe they were just going through a bad phase of their life, but it looked like they were just shrouded in darkness, and you just didn't want to go close to them.
Yes.
There are times when I will not turn on the news because I know there's not a shred of it that's truthful. Then I can be scanning through, like the quick online news, and all of a sudden something pops out, and it's like a new discovery. Wow. We have that ability, Mary, to recognize when something is positive or negative. But we don't cultivate it because we think, oh, I couldn't possibly know. Who knows?
Right.
But you do know. Your soul knows.
So we have an internal, inherent...
You have a Geiger counter inside, and it goes off. Okay.
Right. And does the Holy Spirit help us to connect with that inner...
Okay. Let me use a different phrase that will help you understand the Holy Spirit. Okay. Pardon me. Okay. Now, I'm sure you've read, and most people on the call have read Love Without End. And there's an entire chapter dedicated to spirit. Because in the Bible, it is said, by God, by my spirit, all things were created. And we know that spirit exists in all things. But we know that not all things are holy. So obviously, that phrase is not directed toward, or the idea of the Holy Spirit is not directed toward the general concept of spirit. When it was first spoken of by the apostles, it was not spoken of as spirit. It was spoken of as ghost. And there's a very, that gives us a very important key to what they meant. Because a ghost is a soul without a body or other physical presence. Right?
Right.
Okay, it indicates a person who can appear to you without requiring a material presence. So God the Father can appear to you without a physical presence. That's what it says. That's what it means.
Okay. That is very helpful on both questions. Thank you. God bless you for a question that we had to find and for the beautiful answers. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. And I do hope it helps. And, you know, it took me a long time because when I was young, I thought it was pretty silly to call the third person of the Trinity a ghost, really. But the apostles, they didn't mean it in the Halloween sense, you know.
Right,
they
right.
meant it in the sense of respecting the living dead. In other
right.
words, the ghost of grandfather came to me in a dream last night, that sort of thing.
Right.
And the ghost of Moses spoke to me as I was giving a prophecy. I could feel the ghost of Moses with me. They meant it in that sense. They mm-hmm. meant it in the sense that a soul is immortal and never dies, but doesn't always speak through a physical presence.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. So there was God the Father and God the Son. And then when all physical presence had served its purpose, a place had been created in this world, almost a vacuum, if you will, to where the person of God could appear to us without a physical body.
Okay.
And that's what we celebrate on the day of Pentecost. And so literally on the day of Pentecost, the church was created by the Holy Spirit, the spirited presence of God the Creator. And brought to this earth a special language that sometimes we hear, sometimes we don't. Some people have the ability to hear it, others don't. But it is some kind, we don't have the Rosetta Stone for that language yet. We don't know what it is, but we presume and assume it's the language of heaven. It's not gibberish. That's what I was going to say. It does have meaning. And, I can't say that I have ever heard it, but I have had access to something that's very similar to it, though not with my ears. When I was in college, I had an urgent need, as in flunking or surviving, a very urgent need to read 7 ancient languages and 4 modern other languages, none of which I knew how to read. And within about 6 weeks of dedicating myself to focusing on these books, I could read them all, which revealed to me that somewhere in my mind, there is a language, a universal language, that is like a Rosetta Stone for all languages. And I accessed it at one point in my life to literally save my life.
Wow, and that is something. That is really powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's something there, Mary. I don't know what it is. I'm not the wisest person on earth, but I sure am one of the more dedicated ones.
Yes, yes.
So
thank
you for your questions, Mary, and the opportunity to present you with some, hopefully some answers that are good for other people too. I'm going to move on and take some other callers, and then I hope I have a few minutes to just talk about this marvelous, marvelous subject called love. Okay. Jerome, you're on.
Oh, you're doing such a great job. I just love every minute you're doing it. Jerry again, and it's for Elaine and Sarah.
Okay.
And Paul and Amber and Vinny and myself. And it's great to hear everything that you teach us now and remind us of what we've learned and heard in the past. And so all my blessings to you and everything that you're doing with our little spiritualist church, too. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's not so little. It's expanding.
Yeah,
you know, we are growing.
And keep growing, and I love you dearly, and just keep up the good work with Yeshua. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay. You better know that's going to happen. But he does most. I do the work, and he does the goodness.
He does the goodness. I enjoy your life.
That makes a pretty good team out of us.
Great team. What a great team. Love you, love you, love you.
And you too. And remember in your prayer to hold the name of all your friends and family. Okay?
I will. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, good. Tony, I see you're on. Going to open your line.
Hey, Glenda.
Hi.
Nice to talk with you. Hi. Hey, there's something beautiful happening right today while we're having this discussion. It was in play yesterday, today, and tomorrow, so with the beginning of the new moon as well. Venus is trining exactly with Pluto. Today it's exact. And, it's nice.
She would be in Taurus then, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the sign she rules.
Yeah, so it's really strong for Venus, and so it really emphasizes love and truth. And I was just listening to the last lecture in the class that you did, and so that was really just lovely, and it connects with what's going on right now, because this would give us graceful and powerful access to transformative potentials, but certainly with connecting with truth and love. So it seems like it goes beautifully with your theme for today.
Oh, yes. Oh, I hope so. And thank you, Tony, always for the expanded galactic report.
Sure thing.
You know, it always helps to have a bigger perspective. And we are all part of the same grand whole.
Yes.
It just depends on which part we focus on.
Yeah.
All righty. I'm going to take a caller from area code 780, and you're on. Hi.
Hey, Glenda. It's Desmond.
I thought that might be you. Well,
thank
greetings
you for
and blessings to you.
Thank you. Thank you for your course.
You're welcome.
I really enjoyed the community and the conversations. Some of the experience with the class was so enlightening, and gave me a whole bunch of positive energy and fueled my life with good. Yeah. So it was a blessing to take the class. And I really like that class. And I don't spend much time with anybody. So I was really hoping that I'd start like a coaching thing or something, or some kind of thing where I'd meet with people so that I could have more of a social life, because I stopped doing a lot of like the extracurricular activities that I used to do. And, I'm just kind of hoping to develop, like I have some friends online, but I really need to spend time with somebody in person. So I'm just hoping that, I can find a way to get more, like to make a friend or something, or a couple friends.
Okay, well, why don't we just hold that as a blessing for you, Desmond, that some special people will come into your life and allow you to expand on the love that you are.
Thank you. Sounds wonderful.
You're welcome. Okay, and Stormy, hi, I see you're there.
Yes, Glenda, I was able to bless an individual yesterday with singing The Soul of Sheila, and as I do with my music, people often, and I've seen it happen with you, people experience the peace that passes all understanding, and I wanted to specifically bring that energy into this blessing today, the peace that passes all understanding. You know, in the presence of Jesus, you just can't have anything but peace. It's just, you know, in the presence of love there. And I wanted to amplify that specifically today into all that we're all talking about.
Yeah. Was that it?
Yes.
Did I cut you off? Okay.
No.
Okay, good.
No. There was just a moment of pause for the peace that passes all understanding there.
Okay.
That's
all
what
right.
that was. Bye.
All right. Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for being here with us and extending your blessings to us. So, bye-bye for now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the call from Susan. Hi, Susan. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. You know, I want to share an experience that happened to me a few days ago. I was leaving my house at Gandy's Beach, and the day before I was talking to a friend how reliable my car is, and it is. And it's got, I mean, almost about 500,000 miles on this car. And I go into the car, and it was completely dead.
Wow.
Completely dead. And I live 4 hours away, 3 hours away. I didn't panic. I said, you know, you took care, you do everything you're supposed to do. You have AAA, you know. And the beauty is, it was right in the in front of the house. Anytime I've ever had trouble with anything mechanical, I love my mechanical, my butt, whatever. And I think that love serves so that if anything happens, it's always in a safe place. That's the way it's played out.
Uh-huh.
Anytime.
Right.
Always been in a safe place, right in front of my home. So, you know, I went into the house. You know, I called and the AAA will be here probably an hour or something like that. And all of a sudden I look at the thermostat and that went blank in the house. I said, how coincidental. When I called the ADT, whoever it was, they said they couldn't send anybody out, but probably needs batteries. I went, wow, that's weird. It wasn't that. At the same moment that I walked into the house, it turns out my son told me the power went out in the house. What I found out was that the AAA came and left and sent another truck because it wasn't the battery, it was the starter. And what I found out the day later, I brought in to get a new starter, but Spirit told me, you know, because the starter can come and go. The next time, it worked. And you want to replace it because you don't know when it won't. But it deliberately didn't because a major wire went down on a road that I was passing, and I would have been right under it. Gives me the chills.
Oh, my God.
A major live wire went down. This is very remote, Gandy's Beach. It's like, you know, probably Aransas Pass. I don't know. But this is, it's water, it's wind, it's remote. And I would have been, they said to me, we stopped you. That's it. We stopped you. And it was like, I was so sane about it. I didn't get nuts or anything. But when I heard that the next day, I went, oh, my God. I said, I don't want to die that way. Not that way. And it's amazing to me. It was a major live wire. It went, boom, right into the road that I was passing. So, if I wasn't delayed, would have been a nightmare for me. I don't want to go that way. Not that way.
No. Okay, so thank God you're okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I wanted to share with everybody, you know.
Oh, thank you, and I consider that a great blessing for you.
Thanks. So,
is there any other blessing you would like to ask for, or?
Well, my son has got to go for a CAT scan. Hopefully, it's just routine. He had a little blood in his urine, and he's only 30. And they're thinking, so I just want everything when he goes to be, you know, hopefully perfect. And, you know, his name is Alex. That's, you know, so.
Okay.
Yeah. But.
Okay. We will do that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, blessings to you, Susan. And I'm so glad you got home safely.
And I've been putting a lot of light around you.
Oh, thank you. I need it.
I want you to know.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Absolutely. Just know that.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to take our last caller from area code 413, and
hello.
That will give me.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sarah calling.
Hello, Sarah.
Oh, hello. I wanted to just give my love and my blessings to this whole community and to you, Glenda, for being such a light and helping so much. And I want to ask for a special blessing. I'm on a car ride, a trip down to L.A. for a week institute that I have for work. So just Christ protection for that drive and for all drivers. And I want to ask just a special blessing for my home I have four tenants, and I want to ask just for a blessing of safety and peace and healing for them. They had been in the campfire, and they've experienced some trauma, so I feel like now in my home it's a place for healing. And so their names are Melissa and Nadine and Drew and Cameron.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you be sure and hold them in your heart as we offer the blessing. Okay?
I so will. And
it will direct it. It will direct it right to them. And I just want to thank everybody who came on today, because I don't have much left to talk. There's a lot to say, not much time to say it in, but all of you helped me with the nature of your comments and your gratitude and your request for blessings, because you demonstrated a community of love and what that community looks like and feels like. Yeshua came here to teach us about love. And I really wanted to give that, I was guided by him to give that a little more clarification than exist in the modern world. Let me just say this. I think we all know what love feels like, at least by our own definition. We all have made the comment, I just love that. Or, isn't it great to be loved? Or, you know, we feel, whether it's flowing in or flowing out or flowing around us, we feel the energy of love, okay? We can see the productivity of love. We can engage in or receive the actions of love. And all of these are little bits and pieces of evidence. Love working in the world. Okay. But to the degree that we objectify love, even if it's for all the best reasons, still, objectifying love takes it away from what it really, really is. Now, I'm going to come back to that in just a minute. Just hold that thought. That objectifying love takes it away from what it really, really is. I'm going to switch over here, and I'm going to relay a comment that Yeshua made that's recorded in the New Testament. He said, the love of money is the root of all evil. He didn't say money was the root of all evil. He said the love of it is. Okay. I have noticed that even though that may be the root of all evil, there's a lot of other evil that comes from loving things that have no positive benefit in the world. So is that really love? Is it really? You know, that's what I've been asking myself all week. Is it? Or is it desire? Is it lust? Is it need for something, or attachment for something, or the need to be possessive and acquiring of something and calling that love. That's just the far end of the spectrum on the first vital mistake we make, which is objectifying love. Now, on the first, when it's real close to us, objectifying love, like saying, you know, the eyes of my child are just so filled with love, that's a completely innocent thing, and who would ever think that would lead to anything other than pure? But it's the beginning of us going out further and further and further, objectifying love. There have been people who said, oh, I just love the island life. I'm not going to stop until I can afford my own island. And then everything, all the crimes, all the cheating, all the misbehavior is justified because I love the island life and I want to have an island I love. Is that really love? Is that what Yeshua was talking about? See, it wasn't. That's why I wanted to talk about love today. What is it? Love is actually best examined in his two commandments he left us. One is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Because that means you are in a state of union with God. And God, not being an incarnate presence right now, is not something you can objectify. Can you objectify God? I can't. Nor would I try or wish to. The other commandment was to love an other. Love others as you love yourself. Okay? If you're love, you're going to see love in them. And what does love become? It becomes the intangible connection between you and another, in which you stop your judgment, you form your tolerance, you become patient, you exercise kindness, and in all of that, around you, there begins to grow a community called love. And that love is not a thing. It's a way of life. It's an attitude. It's a way of life. It's a state of being. It's a state of granting to others forgiveness without them having to ask for it. Tolerance. The same tolerance to others that you would ask others to give you. It's a state of charity. It's a state of hope for the greater goodness of all. I was just appreciating the love that I feel right now from my community and my friends and even so many people in this world I don't know, but they're living their life to make this a better world. And I want to know them, and I want to thank them. And I've come to where in every prayer I thank everyone who is enriching, expanding, and connecting the community of love, because that's what it is. Later on, as the early Christian church, you see, they knew this. The apostles knew exactly what he was talking about. They knew he wasn't talking about getting married and having babies. Well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's a lovely thing to do. It's lovely to fall in love. It's lovely to have children. That's not what he was talking about. He was talking about then sharing the children, teaching them love, and loving their playmates as well, and loving your in-laws, and making your family larger and larger and larger. Okay? He was talking about taking a little acorn of love and making a big oak tree out of it. You see, love has in it, just my opinion, love is the DNA of God. And when you plant it, and wherever you plant it, it grows. And it grows as the presence of God. I think it's the DNA of God. I put love in my food, and I'm nourished by it. I put love in my plants, and they grow like crazy. I put love in a smile, and people smile back. I put love on the highway, and people drive better. Why? Because God's there. And you don't objectify God. Don't objectify love. You make it less than it is when you do that. Just plant it. Plant it through your intentions. Plant it from your heart. Plant it from the very essence of your being. You were created as love. And that's why, in its purest form, you can't see it. Because you are it. and you're sitting in the middle of it. So just be it. And from that, expand it. Now, getting back to what I was going to say, is he made this very clear to the apostles, and they made it very clear to the early people who were telling the stories and taking Yeshua into their life through love and singing and baptism and sharing and charity and caring for one another. And they would meet around the dinner table and share bread, and they would share the sacrament, and they would share his blessings with each other. Okay? This grew into a very large family, and they considered themselves a family. By the end of the first century, this family was then referred to as the body of Christ. It's a large body. And why do we say that? Because he's incarnated now as trees and people and dogs and cats. Well, we know he loves them. We know that his love is in them. But that's not what that phrase means. It means that those who have joined in me are one with me. That's what it means. Just like the scripture, whosoever shall come together, two or more in my name, I am there. So all of these were teachings about what love is. He never actually overemphasized miracles. He tried to downplay them, actually, because he didn't want people to think he was just a magician who could take a dead leaf and bring it to life. You know, that would have been so silly and so beneath who he is. He did offer miracles because, for two reasons. One is because people were suffering. He wanted to help. But also, showing the fruits of faith was a very important thing, which is why he closed every miracle with, and it's by your faith that you were made whole. He wanted people to see that they are part of the wholeness, and then to join into the wholeness and to become one whole community. That's why we come together every Sunday and tell your friends. They're not going to be preached to. I'm not going to tell them what to believe. We hold to the highest level their sovereignty to find their right connection to God, the Creator. We hold with the greatest esteem their right to see love as they see it. But we also teach that love is what joins us. It is. It's what joins us. I'll tell you what separates us. It's in Love Without End, and it's also in the Bible. I know many of you already know this. What separates us is judgment. He made it very, very clear. Stop your judgment. Accelerate your love. But understand the mechanics. It's like the brakes and the accelerator of a car. Judge, and you put the brakes on. Love, you push the accelerator down. You want to go faster? Love more. Want to love more and with more? Drive safely and put love in the traffic lane so God can be the traffic director. Okay? Love is all around you. It created the universe and it is the whole. If you're looking at broken pieces, it's because there's so doggone much judgment in the world. That's what creates the broken pieces. And I know you can't fix them all. I'm not shouting blame at you. I'm trying to convey understanding to you so that you won't just hate all the broken pieces, because it's only going to make it worse. You look at the broken pieces and you say, bless your heart. Bless your heart. I hope you find your connection again. I'll pray for you. And I'll bring as much wholeness in my life as I can and hope that it includes you. Okay? it's really not very complicated. And what we do in the blessing is we reinstitute that wholeness. And from that wholeness, a new energy is offered to the world that will draw us together. A new energy is offered to you that your broken pieces may come back together. And that doesn't mean that you will heal immediately from your illness or your broken heart or the struggle you're having with life. But as any part of the broken pieces come back together, your life will begin to have more answers. And the way you accelerate this is to love the answers when they come and say, thank you. Let me see what I can do with that. And then when another answer comes, say, thank you. Let me see what I can do with that. Until you have enough pieces coming together that you've got a pretty good idea of what the new picture may look like. Okay, well, that was my message for today. And like I said, it all from the very beginning and forever and always, it's been about love. And we all have a choice, how we want to take it and what we want to do with it. Okay, my friends, let's get ready for our blessing. We have moved past our time. I would ask that those who want to receive, just be seated, relax. There's no restriction on your position. If you need to lie down, that's okay. I say be seated because it's preferable if your feet touch the ground. Because, and simply because, we're pulling up energy from the earth. And for that same reason, don't have your running shoes on your feet, even if you have to be in bed. Take the synthetic material off your feet. The earth will find you. Don't worry. She'll find you. And if you need to have your head covered, let it be with cotton, silk, or wool. Okay? The earth will find you, and the heavens will find you. And you just breathe deep. While I pray, breathe deeply. Settle into your heart. And let the prayers open your heart, because then you will pray for those you love, for all that you love, and take into your heart and your life everything that loves you, that you may become more whole through the blessing. So I'm going to stand, and I ask any blessing givers who would like to join me to stand with me. Here we are. Yeshua, thank you for being with me. Thank you for just ignoring my shortcomings and my failures as if they didn't exist and focusing upon that which I can do right. And sometimes it's not much, but thank you for valuing it because it makes it more. It makes it bigger. And I pray that everyone else can see that that's what you do with them too. You just ignore when they can't get it right. And you hold them with love when they do something that's loving, right, or wonderful. We are here today to receive your blessings that are always loving, right, and wonderful. We know that you are with the sick and the lonely, the newborn and those leaving. But we pray that they will receive you and understand that you're there and that you love them and that your arms are open for them. Until they see that, we ask that our arms be extended to them, that we may touch them. And we may hold them. And we may be everything they need and desire. In these things, and all of your wonderful graces and miracles, we ask in your name. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, the rest is up to you. Go and receive. And have a wonderful week. Bye-bye, everyone, for now. See you next Sunday.